Why are you shushing me? What are we doing?
Look, John. It's a bunch of gorillas.
A bunch? I think you mean band of gorillas. Bananas come in bunches.
I'm watching them. I want to find out their secrets, Sean.
Okay, Jane Goodall, I give up. Secrets about what?
It's about marketing. This week's show was about gorilla marketing, so I figured let's go to the Congo to learn directly from the source. Gorillas!
Unbelievable.
Sean? Sean, where are you going?
I'm going back to the studio, Brad. You're a menace with an expense account, and you're on your own here this time. Have fun with your bunch of gorillas. Just try not to get yourself hurt like that Everest fiasco. We can't afford another helicopter rescue.
Sean, come back. Come on back. We can do this. We can do it. The gorillas. In the mist. Stop. Look at their, they're marketing to each other. It's like gorilla networking. They're picking nits. It's like gorilla network marketing. You think they're on Twitter?
Hello, I'm Brad Grahowski, the Indie Bookman, and you're listening to the Indie Bookman Show, a weekly exploration of the world of indie publishing. In each installment, we bring you interviews, editorials, taped pieces, sketches, and much more. This week, that 800-pound gorilla in the room isn't actually a primate. Rather, it's the sometimes blurry line between legal and subversive marketing tactics that we authors and publishers can, and often do, employ to market our work to a public whose media outlets are saturated by big box and big business retail marketing. So, I received a package in the mail the other day. A lot of books come and go via the mail from here, but this definitely wasn't a book. It was too small and the wrong shape. Interested, I opened it up, and it contained a heavily designed little box that said Presidential Toffee. I knew instantly what it was, and it was much more than just a chewy treat. A week or two prior, I received a book called Kiss Me Stranger by Ron Tanner. I read it, loved it, and was working up a review for the Indie Bookman blog. Kiss Me Stranger is something of a fanciful, dystopian little novel about an unidentified little country embroiled in a pointless, unending civil war. The toffee I had just received was labeled as if it had popped right out of the world of the book. Ron was sending it out, I presumed, to cause a marketing bump to remind viewers and early readers about his book. I was delighted to receive it, and it gave me a nice bit of interaction with the story. And the toffee was pretty good.
As you know, it's hard to get people interested in just about anything.
Oh my gosh, you are not kidding.
No kidding. Now, it's hard to get them out of the house. It's hard to get them. It's just hard to get them. You know, everyone's so distracted and they're so busy. It's not that anyone means ill. It's just that they just can't keep track of all the stuff that's calling their attention. And so that's why, you know, for those of us who are doing independent presses, and particularly really small presses, and, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to get people's attention? My first inclination was, well, I'll make a t-shirt. And then, you know, Jill, my wife, said, well, you know what, you're gonna be slapping around t-shirts and trying to sell those too? That's not going to work. And they're too expensive to give away. And everybody makes bookmarks, and I do too. I made my own bookmarks. I think I sent you a couple. And so that's, you know, a lot of people do that. I think some people are still sending around postcards. I've seen a couple in the last year. I think that's going to go by the way. What's your experience with the postcard thing?
They kind of get set to the side and just become part of the pile of stuff on my desk that I'm never going to get back to. Sometimes you just have to have something to put in their hand. And for that, I guess it works. But what I really liked about because I had no idea, you know, this little box came in the mail, and I opened it up and instantly recognized what it was. And I guess the best word I could think of for it is just, it was delightful. It was just, you know, because you read the book and there's that whole world that you create, you know, the whole world of the book, of the story that you create. And then here's like an artifact that just unexpectedly came out of that, and that was really, really, really cool.
Well, I'm so glad you liked it, because you know I haven't got any feedback from the, you know, we were just talking about it. So I sent out. Right now I'm sending them out to reviewers. Anyone who got a review copy, the blurbers got one. I sent it out to some friends. And what I'm going to do is I'll give a box. Anybody who buys two books, they get a box. I was going to sell them, but then I said, well, again, why do I want to be in the position again of selling the damn things in addition to a book? And someone pointed, I guess my editor pointed out, he said, well, you know, like, you know, sometimes people just want to buy the candy and forget the book.
What I thought it did well was, you know, because I'd read the book, and then time goes by, you know, and then time goes by, you know, you know, and then time goes by, you know. But then I got this, and it just totally reawakened the whole, you know, relationship with the book.
And great.
So
great.
I think if you're sending it to reviewers, I think that's great.
Yeah, that's the idea. The book is called Kiss Me, Stranger. It's an illustrated novel, so it's a hybrid. And it's about a mother of 14 who is, that is a mother with 14 children, who's trying to survive a civil war in a fictional country that's built on landfill. So the book talks about her struggles and her kids, and one of her kids has been drafted by the revolutionary militia, and her husband's been drafted by the presidential militia, who are warring each other against each other. So we go through their travails and see if they survive, how they survive. Well, it's at Atomic here in town. It's also at Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon, and they're giving it away on Amazon, so it's incredibly low price. And then I'll be reading around different places. I'll be reading back in Baltimore on April 16th at City Lit, because that should be a festive occasion.
Ron's story and chewing on his toffee got me thinking a lot about alternative marketing techniques, guerrilla marketing, all the creative and free or cheap things we can do to market our books. I've been doing a lot of online marketing over the years, and I've seen a lot of great offline campaigns as well. So what is guerrilla marketing? I guess it can mean different things to different people, but in general, I think of it as using creativity, time, and energy instead of the traditional big-budget marketing strategies. I put out a call to the writing community at large via several online writing groups to see if I could find any good stories of other authors who had gone guerrilla with their marketing.
I'm Toby Tate. I'm the author of Diablero. It's a modern-day adventure horror novel. Well, Amazon.com is available on there. It's also available from the publisher himself, which is Nightbird Publishing.
My name is Deanna Proach. I recently authored my first book, Day of Revenge. My book is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
My name is Christoph Casamassima. I'm the editor of Furniture Press Books in Baltimore. The series of mini chapbooks we have, which is called the P.O. 25 Cent EM series, and I'll make the chapbooks in an edition of 100. I'll send the writer about 20 of them, and then I'll distribute the rest of them for free. And I'll put them in things like bus shelters, in cafes, in airports, wherever I am, I just let them go. And my hope is that people will read them and trade them like baseball cards and, you know, put them down for the next person to read. So rather than acquiring something or owning it, you're actually just, using it for the moment. And I do believe in the free distribution of poetry and books, and that's why I started this campaign. And I think that's what I really think is guerrilla marketing or guerrilla tactics, in that you let the public continue its use. You just plant it and the public continues with it, just like in art. Meaning is made by the audience, whereas art is made by the artist. So it's the audience that continues meaning making. So it's the audience that continues meaning making. But it's not really marketing for the other books, because there's no mention of Furniture Press really, except for an email. So if people are curious and want to take it a step further, they'll write me and say, I found this booklet, I want to know more. That's what I'm hoping. It's happened a couple of times, and I've left things in cities, in New York, in Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's even gone so far as Hong Kong, Paris, Helsinki, Oslo. I mean, it's been all over the world, because we have had authors all over the world. But my intention is not to, it's not to market the press, it's to market poetry, purely, purely.
One of the things that helped sell my book was getting an endorsement from a best-selling author. I mean, I literally just emailed him. He's a guy that I've read a lot of his books, Steve Alton. He's the author of the Meg series. I don't know if you've heard of that, but he's also written Grim Reaper, End of Days. It's kind of an apocalyptic tale. And I literally emailed him and asked him to read my book, and he did. And he gave me a little blurb to put on the cover of my book. And that really helps, you know. If you can get somebody like that, I mean, that's... somebody that's in your genre that's well known, I mean, that'll give you a big boost right there. But another thing I do is I blog. I've also gotten some reviews from some other places like Goodreads. I got somebody on Goodreads to review my book. A place called horrornews.com, which is another genre related website. Reviews are very important, because it helps make people aware that your book is out there. Social networking is so important, because you can go out there and search for people that have similar interests and you can friend them. Yeah, well, my book came out right before Halloween, so that was kind of fortunate for me. Since my book is a horror book, it was just kind of a natural thing to do a book signing right at that time. So it's like, hey, this is great for Halloween, read this, you know.
Well, the most unusual thing for marketing a book, well, for me, would be my involvement in theater, my local community theater, because I have my name in the little pamphlet that they give out to all the audience members, and it does mention my book and my name and a little bio and a picture of myself. So I'm hoping that will further stimulate some sales. I just found that this was a very unique way in marketing, in that it just provided an outlet for creativity and just showcasing my talent as not only an actor but a writer. But what I'm thinking about right now too is doing a little bit of reading from my book Day of Revenge and from my new book that I'm writing, To Be Maria, little short readings and sticking them on YouTube, and then using the various social networking sites to promote it and gain lots of exposure.
Let's talk to someone next who works with a lot of authors, helping them figure out how to market their books.
I'm John Kramer. I'm the author of 1001 Ways to Market Your Books and webmaster at bookmarket.com and 10millioneyeballs.com.
He's something of a guru in the indie publishing scene, and if you're interested in marketing at all, you will definitely want to check out his books and websites or attend one of his workshops. I'm really excited to speak with him to see what he thinks about guerrilla marketing and how it can fit into your overall marketing strategy.
Well, at bookmarket.com, you get all the information on book publishing and book marketing. I have an incredible amount of information there that's all free. And then the 10 Million Eyeballs is basically a sales page for the course that I teach called 10 Million Eyeballs, which is designed to get you 10 million eyeballs in 2 years or less on the internet.
I'm sure you talk to a lot of authors and any publishers about marketing, coaching them and teaching them through your courses. And how much of the equation do you say, or would you say, does guerrilla marketing usually make up, as opposed to more traditional marketing methods such as press releases and buying ad space in magazines and that sort of thing?
Well, I have a difficulty with a question like that, because to me, everything is guerrilla marketing in one way, and everything is mainstream marketing in another way. So it's hard to say that. If we define guerrilla marketing as don't spend any money marketing, then I would say about 90% of it is that. But, that includes getting publicity, which is normally considered mainstream. But I actually encourage authors and anybody I talk to that they should do their own publicity. If they do their own publicity, I think of that as guerrilla marketing. If they hire a publicist, then it's sort of like mainstream marketing.
What are some non-traditional marketing techniques that you've used or that you've seen used that have been particularly effective for marketing a book? Sort of unusual types of strategies that people might have used that you thought, hey, that's a great idea, and then you...
Well, I don't really see anything as being unusual.
Sure.
To me, anything that works is usual. That's the good stuff. But I do like some of the things that people have done. I know of a poet in New York City that takes a case of books onto the subway every day, and doesn't get off the subway until he's sold the case of books. And he does that day after day with both his poetry and his fiction. I like that kind of marketing. There was another guy I know that in the Dallas area that would stand along a busy highway in a place where people had to stop. And he had a big sign saying, buy the book from the author. And he'd sell 100 books a day sometimes. And it worked, again, because people do like to buy from an author. Now, the problem is, of course, that there are a bunch of authors that they don't want to do anything but stay in their garret and write books. And so for them, that's hard to do. But the best kind of marketing you can do, actually, is to get out there and meet your audience. Whether it's through, speaking, doing a book signing and speaking event, or getting out there and selling direct to people, because that's where you create the word of mouth. And 80% of all books are sold by word of mouth. By word of mouth.
I would imagine when an author's looking for creative ways to market a book, that it's possible for things to go really wrong. Maybe something's taken too far or not received the way it was intended. Are there any examples of things that you've heard of that somebody's tried and you thought, oh my, that was just a bad idea? Or that really just went awry?
I don't really know of anything like that, because for me, I figure that, if you take a step a little bit too far, like if you're pitching a story to a media person and they start to back off, well, you just back off. And you've gone a little bit too far, so you just back down and say, okay, well, we don't have to go that direction. So I haven't heard of anybody doing that. Probably the closest case to that would be the guy that flew a private plane into Red Square in Moscow.
Uh-huh.
And he was quoting a book. I don't know if you remember that story.
I don't know.
But he was, promoting a book, but he did get arrested. So I guess you could say that was too far.
But hey, if it got publicity for his book, I guess eventually...
It got worldwide publicity.
Yeah, and I guess eventually would have let him out of jail, so...
Yeah, so, it's that kind of thing where maybe you went too far, but... You know, I don't think it's too far if you're willing to spend 30 days in jail. 30 days in jail. There was that one person that lied to Oprah once, and he had him on, and she just raked him through the coals. You don't lie to Oprah. You don't lie to Oprah. So I guess that would be going too far.
Well, cool. Is there anything else sort of in closing that, you know, you can think of that might help out in, you know, a newly published or self-published author as they're starting down this path of getting people to kind of figure out how to get people to know about their book?
Well, the key thing in marketing is building relationships and actually making friends with people, whether it's media people, building relationships with them so that they'll want to come back to you a second time to interview you again, or maybe a magazine article, you know. But you have to do that with any media. You have to do that with any websites that you want to be featured on. And this is especially valuable for any guerrilla marketer, because that's what it is. It's really building relationships with people. Because once you do that, then you have the possibility of really building a marketing case. Like, one of the key things I tell people to do in internet marketing is to build a relationship with the top websites that are already getting the audience that they want to reach. And they may be getting millions of views, and some of those will trickle down to your website. But you have to create that relationship so that you can be exposed to the audience, not just once, but multiple times.
And maybe you can even start on a smaller scale with, you know, if there's a niche blog in your arena, sort of.
Yeah, you build up. You start somewhere and you build up.
And now it's time again to call Carl Brown. Carl is a friend of the Indie Bookman Show. He's a literary agent who represents a number of Baltimore area authors, and he always seems to have something to say about whatever it is we're talking about. So I gave him a call this week to chat about guerrilla marketing.
I'm for it, Brad. I say if you can draw attention to yourself and not pay a dime to do it, do it.
I hear that. Do you have any stories or things that you've, authors that you've either worked with or heard about that did something really crazy to get attention for their book?
Nothing I can mention on the show, Brad.
Okay, all right.
Let's just say the obstacle of do it yourself is to be creative. And so you need to sit down. If you're not a creative person when it comes down to marketing, then, you know, hire someone. Don't be afraid to go out and get yourself an agent, a marketing agent, or go get some of your friends, and you guys sit down and you just talk about it and find ways to do it cheaply or with, and by means of spending less money as possible to promote whatever you're promoting. If you're promoting your book, you know, then find a way to get into the library, get into these bookstores, and you don't have to really come up with a payment or use money to do that. Sometimes it's just having a good marketing plan is your best avenue.
I like your idea of if you're not coming up with any cool ideas, get your friends together, because that's true. Because just sitting around with a group of people that you know saying, what can we do to get attention for my book? Some cool ideas are going to come out of that one way or another.
Oh, right? Sure. Sure. And don't be afraid. I call it steal an idea. I mean, if you see an idea that's working for another author, by all means, grab it. You know, if you think that the bookstore in the mall works and you always see that author there and he's always selling books, then your next avenue is to go to a mall, find a bookstore, and promote yourself.
And even not in a bookstore. I mean, you know, postcards.
Coffee shop.
Yeah, or postcards outside the grocery store as people are coming
in. There you go. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, a lot of people use Facebook and Twitter and a lot of these other social sites to do it. But, I mean, you know, in retrospect, the best marketing that you can do for yourself and for your book is face-to-face.
And if you can do that for free, all the better, right?
All the better. Just don't take off your clothes. I mean, I'm not going to mention the video, but I mean, you know, hey, you know, we all wanted to see that video once you took off her clothes.
I have no idea what you're talking about,
Carl
Brown.
All right.
Just to clarify, because this is a family show, I think you're talking about, we were talking about Paula Abdul the other day, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right, man. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate this. Some great thoughts there and some good ideas. So, yeah. And good luck with your son's show coming up, too.
I'll tell him. He needs all the help he can get. I mean, he's an excellent artist, but he worries sometimes, you know, they go into their little shell.
Yeah. Well, if you end up doing any guerrilla marketing to get people out there, you know, give us a call and let us know, and we can talk about it.
I will. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks so much, Carl.
Bye-bye.
And that wraps up our examination of unorthodox marketing methods. And we'd like to assure our listeners that absolutely no primates were harmed in the making of this show. Special thanks to Kenobi for the use of their music. Check out links to more of their music at indiebookman.com. We want to hear what you think. To submit questions, leave a comment, and find out how you can contribute to the show, stop by indiebookman.com or send an email to theshow@indiebookman.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Just click the links on our website. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes to make sure you don't miss a beat. I'm the Indie Bookman, Brad Grahowski, reminding you that the indie publishing revolution starts now.
The Indie Bookman Show is hosted by Brad Grahowski, written and produced by Brad Grahowski and Sean P. Finn. Production assistant Nima Grahowski, recorded and edited by technical director Sean P. Finn. Brought to you by the generous support of ForZeroNoise.com and AuthorsBookshop.com. Reminding you to buy indie, sell indie, be indie.
Want to make a t-shirt?
You don't lie to Oprah.